أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم جزاكم الله خير dear believers مؤمنين مؤمنات the youth the kids the sisters everyone for shedding tears for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein these days these nights are very difficult for the Ahle Haram these nights are especially difficult for Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha Tonight we are going to express and display our affection, our relationship, our love of the Holy Quran. We have many riwayat and traditions from Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam that propose that Quran is going to do the shifa'ah of the mu'mineen. This Quran is not just an ordinary book. Today we see that just like the Yazidis of that time, who attacked the Quran in Atiq, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, today the Yazidis of our time are attacking this Quran, the Quran is Samit. Our reaction to it will be filled with passion, inshallah. I request all of you to stand in your places and step forward if possible. Inshallah, come towards the main stage and inshallah, hold the Quran in your hand, a copy of Quran in your hand. Hold the Quran in your hand. Hold it high in respect. There are those powers in the world today who want to insult Quran. Na'udhu billah. There are those powers in the world who want to disrespect Quran. This is the Quran Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted to recite that night. That night Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked for muhlat. He wanted one more night to do his worship. And we have traditions that narrate from Karbala that the entire night there was voice and murmuring of Quran recitation coming from the camps of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. This is the Quran that the Tawhid wants to disrespect today. We stand against this act, this heinous act, this criminal act. And we say, just like Abu Abdullah al-Hussein said, that disgrace is and humiliation is away from us. We say all together, Hayhat minna zilla. Hayhat minna zilla. Hayhat minna zilla. Sisters, your voice is less. Inshallah, let's together say it from the bottom of our heart, just like Abu Abdullah al-Hussein said, Hayhat minna zilla.
Hayhat minna zilla.
Hayhat minna zilla.
Hayhat minna zilla.
This book is the book and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will do whatever to defend and protect and respect this book. We pledge allegiance to this book of Allah that we will not leave it alone. Just like we pledge allegiance to the Imam of the time that we will not leave him alone. So today we are going to quickly read and recite the statement that Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Muslim Ummah, has given in response to this act of, this criminal act of the Swedish government and the person who burnt the Quran. Imam Khamenei says, and I read it verbatim, the insult to the Holy Quran in Sweden is a bitter, conspiratorial, and dangerous event. It is the opinion of all Islamic scholars that the agent who has insulted the Holy Quran deserves the severest punishment. In addition, the Swedish government should know that supporting criminal against the world of Islam is equivalent to going into battle array for war. And this action has created feelings of hatred and enmity towards them in all the Muslim nations and many of their governments. Imam Khamenei continues, it is that government's duty to turn over the agent who has committed this crime to the judicial systems of Muslim countries. The conspirators behind the scenes should know that the sanctity and glory of the Holy Quran will increase day by day, and the light of its guidance will shine even more than before. Those who have designed this conspiracy, and pay attention, those who have designed this conspiracy and those who have carried it out are more contemptible than to be able to stop this ever increasing luminescence. Allah has full command of His affairs. Holy Quran, chapter 12, verse number 21, end quote. This is the statement given by Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. We say in response to this that we are all are aware of who the real culprits are behind enmity. Mark bar English. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Sistani Hafadahullah, he has said about Quran burning incident. He said, such disgraceful actions have repeatedly been seen in different countries. But this time, it is different because it has taken place with an official license from the Swedish police under the name of freedom of expression. And yesterday, the 2nd of August, 2023, Ayatollah Sistani says, it is vital that all people endeavor to eliminate oppression and spare no effort to promote justice in all societies. We say, labbaik to the call of our central leadership, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and our marja'iyya, and we say that today we pledge allegiance to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and we say we're not going to leave this book of Allah alone by saying, Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, our dear Sayyid from Lebanon, on the 1st of August, 2023, he said, yesterday in Sweden, pages of the Holy Quran were burned and an image symbolizing Imam Hussein alayhi salam was burned. This behavior constitutes an insulting challenge to 2 billion Muslims in the world. He continues, he says, a filthy person under the protection of Swedish police insulted 2 billion Muslims in the world, and so did the Danish government. He continues, in some countries, if the insult was directed at a king, a prince, the wife of a king, or a prince, or to the family, the world would have denounced this action and relations would have been severed. As for the Quran being burned, these lifeless people did not lift a finger. He continues, in the light of this humiliating and negligent reality, one understands some of the sufferings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam at that time. The Sayyid says, yesterday, while I was watching this cursed person burn the Quran, and if it was possible for us to hear the torn Quran, it would have said, is there anyone to help me? The same slogan Imam Hussein alayhi salam raised in Karbala. Hal min nasirin yansurna. This is what the Quran would be saying if we could hear it. So we respond to Quran. Labbaik ya Quran. Labbaik ya Quran. Labbaik ya Quran. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah continues. He says, there is no longer any meaning in waiting for anyone. Neither the Arab League nor the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. You must protect the Quran. You must protect the Quran and your sanctities and punish these cursed, abusive criminals with the most severe punishment. This is what Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah said about this. If the rulers, he continues, in our Islamic world do not have the courage and zeal to defend the Holy Quran, will they defend our land, Lebanon, and Al-Aqsa Mosque? The Sayyid said, when we waited for the states, and this is a formula he's telling us, when we waited for the states and countries, our people failed. But when the people rose up, they won. Sayyid says, to the Palestinian people, he was addressing to the Palestinian people, and urged them not to wait for these so-called international bodies. For you must bet on your people, your blood, and allies in the axis of resistance. This was 13th of Muharram, August 1st, 2023. And we conclude our demonstration and protest by saying that, oh, Hazrat Zainab Salamullah Alaiha, we know we were not there on that day. We were not there to protect the namus and the hurmat of Prophet of Islam and the hurmat of Islam itself. But today, all of your Abbas are here. All of the slaves of your Abbas are here. All of the servants of your Abbas are here to protect your hurmat, the Quran, to protect and defend the holy shrine, to protect and defend the Muslims and their sanctities. Inshallah, we say, and this is the last slogan, inshallah, before we finish. We say to Bibi Zainab, we say to our Bibi, we say, Labbaiki ya Zainab.
Labbaiki ya Zainab.
Labbaiki ya Zainab.
Labbaiki ya
Zainab. And today we see that her true son, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is on the forefront defending Islam in all ways, forms, and shapes. Today we see that this Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is defending and protecting the hurmat and namus of Islam on all fronts. So we say to our Sayyid, we say, Labbaik ya Khamenei!
Labbaik ya Khamenei!
Labbaik ya Khamenei! We have done tawalla. Let's finish with the bara'at, inshallah, with the enemies of Islam, the Yazids of the time, the Fir'auns of the time, the Shimr of the time, the Hurmala of the time. And we say, death to America!
Death to America!
Death to America!
Death to America!
Death to England!
Death to England!
Death to England!
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel!
Death to Israel!
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad!